Prosecutors announcing they're seeking the death penalty.
With his DNA allegedly found on the rifle trigger, Tyler Robinson is now facing the death penalty if convicted. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray saying he will seek capital punishment for Robinson. According to Gray, Robinson's mother said Robinson had become more political and left-leaning recently and that his mother told police.
When asked why he did it, Robinson explained there is too much evil and the guy, referring to Charlie Kirk, spreads too much hate.
ABC's Alex Stone, the judge says the court is also appointing an attorney for Robinson. This is ABC News. Fans and fellow actors are mourning the death of Robert Redford.
Robert Redford got his start on Broadway with a single line in Tall Story. TV roles would follow, including a 1960 episode of Perry Mason.
And we carried her into the ladies' lounge so that she could lie.
Movie roles were next, with Redford playing opposite Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Would you make a jump like that and you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got
Redford's first attempt at directing earned him an Academy Award for 1980's Ordinary People before his foray into political activism. Robert Redford died at home in Sundance, Utah at 89. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Redford co-founded the Sundance Institute, which focused on highlighting new voices in film and storytelling. Retail sales were up 0.6% in August from the previous month, despite the impact on tariffs on consumer prices. Analysts say the better-than-expected rise, bolstered by back-to-school purchases, along with stocking up ahead of price hikes. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Badgers back in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers home this Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 2-1 after their loss in Alabama over the weekend. Baseball. Yesterday we told you Brewers manager Pat Murphy read a letter he said was from Bob Uecker to the team after they clinched the spot in the playoffs. Turns out it was another practical joke. Murphy now clarifies he wrote the letter all along. Not Bob.
And it's just a way to honor the man, you know, and kind of put together some words that the players could resonate with, you know, things that he was about, because he's a big part of this thing. And I thought it would be a nice gesture to keep him involved. We brought the picture of him celebrating with us. And, you know, it was really about honoring him. And nobody believed in their right mind that, you know, he could produce a letter like that at this time, but his spirit is with us.
That's Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Hot and humid again tomorrow, high in the mid 80s. Some showers and storms in the late afternoon, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Storm chances continue tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to summer night. Everything I want I have whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. My name is Eric Westfall. Good evening. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's Roy Orbison, Only the Lonely.
Like this. We don't know either.
Like a silver.
news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, Venus from Shocking Blue. Eric here. Good evening. Well, movies have been on my mind today, particularly Robert Redford movies. Of course, he passed away earlier today, age 89, and certainly left an impact on cinema, both as an actor and as a filmmaker. And we're talking about some of them, you know, our favorite movies or ones that, you know, you should definitely check out if you haven't. And earlier I mentioned Jeremiah Johnson as a good one from 1972. A baseball fan, and you haven't seen The Natural yet, that is still one of the definitive baseball movies from 1984. And a more recent one, All Is Lost, from 2013. He is the only person in the movie, and there is no dialogue. It is him battling the sea in a sailboat, and it is an incredible film. But, of course, lots of other great ones. Of course, The Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men. I think I'm going to have to watch a couple Robert Redford movies tonight.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Waiting
bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Manfred Mann, local news and timeless hits, a great combination here on 97.9 WGBW. Fire and Rain, it's James Taylor.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you. Look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. Was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm never counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
The Everly Brothers, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. And if you are a fan of the Everly music, don't forget the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers. That concert will be at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center October 3rd. They always bring some great tribute bands through there, and this one should be no different. You can join us there at the show. Get your tickets at ashwaubenonpac.org with a local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Hundreds of people packed into the Preble High School Commons area last night to share their opinions on how to keep our kids safe in school. Green Bay Police, school, and city leaders hosted a community roundtable for families to offer their input on what safety measures should be put in place in Green Bay schools. More police at schools, increased mental health resources, and a new dress code policy were some of the options discussed. The new safety protocols were prompted by the discovery of a loaded gun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble last week. Community leaders thanked those in attendance for the huge turnout and overwhelming support that's been pouring in from the community. Green Bay Schools Communications Director Lori Blakesley says more than $42,000 in donations have flooded in since the district announced a new clear bag policy last week. The school board will review all the ideas that came out of last night's meeting and make a presentation at the next school board meeting on October 13th. 140 years after it sank, searchers have found the ghost ship that went down off Door County in 1886. The Wisconsin Historical Society and the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association made the announcement yesterday. After decades of scouring the bottom of Lake Michigan, searchers found the wreckage of the F.J. King, a 144-foot, three-masted cargo schooner used to transport grain and iron ore. Searchers found the wreck off Bailey's Harbor on the east shore of Lake Michigan in the northern part of Door County. Maritime experts say the ship ran into a gale off the Door Peninsula on September 15, 1886, while moving iron ore from Escanaba, Michigan to Chicago.
For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Hot and humid again tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Some showers and storms in the late afternoon, with increasing clouds throughout the day. Storm chances continue tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday. It's 82 right now.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. were some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Elvis Presley, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with the Godfather of Soul.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, sugar and spice. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good. But I got you. So good, so good. But I got you. So good, so good. But I got you.
Life goes on day
after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 11 Spoonful.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? So many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny,
with hair down to here and plenty of money.
And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some massive little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Yeah. midnight confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Grassroots, local news, and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, not too long here before I got to make way for Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. I like to keep the studio chair nice and warm for Conrad. Just another reminder, this weekend I will be in The Play That Goes Wrong, a hilarious comedy at Abrams Spotlight Productions. That's in Abrams, 20 minutes north of Green Bay. And I just found out our Sunday matinee, which is actually competing with the Packers, it's a 1 p.m. matinee, almost sold out. So, yeah, still a few tickets more, available for the Friday and Saturday evening performances, 7 p.m. You want to laugh your butt off? I mean it. You are not going to see another play in this area. I don't care if it's down the street at the Meyer or wherever that is funnier than this. You will bust a gut. The box office, 920-826-5852, or you can go to abramstheater.com.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Have yourself a great evening. I'll catch you back here tomorrow afternoon at 2.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the thing to me, I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love.
single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down.
GBW can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
Street. 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? For a letter or something, or anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Thank you. This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Tyler Robinson appeared virtually in court today where he was formally charged in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. Earlier, Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray outlined seven charges, including aggravated murder, which carries the